Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, with us live this morning. How's your week, Rick? Not a bad start,
huh? A good week. I can't complain about anything.
Hey, where were you at in 87 when we had that historic run and people were just nuts for baseball and it was all good to start the season?
Yeah, I was actually in Los Angeles working at a law firm. But I obviously was a Brewers fan and followed it from afar and was bemoaning that I was not there, especially on Easter Sunday.
LA lawyer, Rick Schlesinger.
LA law.
That's right. Well, I alluded to it. Obviously, we had Matt Arnold with us yesterday, your general manager, and I'm like, Matt, if you were a greedy person, you would not have dared to ask for what you're getting out of your young players right now. It's super exciting with all these people that fans are still just getting to know.
Yeah, we launched the freshman, the series, to sort of introduce the young players to our fans, and they're rookies, so they're going to have moments when they struggle like all rookies, but, you know, they've brought excitement, they have a tremendous work ethic, they're really understanding the role in the team, and they're just having a lot of fun, and, you know, baseball's supposed to be fun, even for the guys playing. I mean, it's stressful because they want to win, but, you know, they look like they're having a lot of fun, and our fans are loving it, and like I said, you know, you can't ask for really a better script for the first homestand with, you know, three-game sweep of a tremendously talented New York Mets team. And now we got our division rivals in a big three-game series.
Rick, I'm not sure if you know this, but Saturday is probably the coolest giveaway I've ever seen at a baseball game, football game, you name it. I mean, a Giannis Brewer City Connect jersey is incredible. What goes into the process of filling out these ideas? I mean, the Yelly tumbler, the long sleeve hooded sweatshirt, you got the Christian Yelich patriotic jersey. I mean, you guys do it better than anybody else I've ever seen. Of course, I'm biased, but I'm curious what goes into the thought process behind these giveaways.
Yeah, we do a lot of fan research, and the fans sort of tell us what they like and what they don't like. And so we sort of take their lead, and then we have a very creative group here in the marketing department and in our sponsorships department and our, you know, fan activation groups. And we sort of just throw ideas out, and, you know, the list is usually about 40 to 45, and then we whittle away, and some we love, but, you know, we'll do them next year, or, you know, we'll revise it. But, yeah, anything with Giannis, he's, you know, he's part owner of the team and also, you know, an iconic NBA superstar in our hometown. You know, it's hard to guess wrong when you do something with Giannis, and, you know, the bobbleheads are always traditionally fun, but like you said, the Yelly tumbler and some of the, you know, theme nights, it's, you know, we're just trying to shake things up, make things fun, and fans have been responding. We're going to have some great, attendance on Saturday, probably 40,000 fans. And the weekend looks really good. We've got, you know, buy one, get one free beer tonight and a Five County Friday discount ticket. So a lot of fun for this weekend.
Rick, real quick, a follow-up on that. I know the jersey giveaway is tomorrow. I will be in attendance. I'm a huge Giannis fan. Can you spill the secrets? Is Giannis going to be in attendance? There's no game on Saturday.
Yeah, I think during the season, correctly focused on, you know, winning another NBA title, I believe he will be in the ballpark. But he'll be there in spirit. I mean, We've had a chance to interact, and he's real deal, and he's a big Brewers fan, but I think he's mission-focused, which he should be on the second NBA title, which we all think is going to happen.
And that jersey, too, it's really nice. I mean, I think back of the giveaways, like when we were kids, and it would vary widely. I remember getting a whole bat, like a Mountain Dew bat. It was green bat, like a big old wooden bat.
Kept it in the room.
But then baseball glove day was never really, you get like that plastic glove that sort of fell apart.
Yeah, it's sort of, you know, things have evolved. You know, we used to do bobbleheads in the 70s, and then that went away, and then now everybody loves bobbleheads. You know, the idea of giving, you know, giant wooden bats to people is, you know, there's always concerns about behavior.
But, as there should be.
yeah. The gloves, yeah, I remember getting those gloves. They were never very, very fun. They just didn't catch ball, you know, when you thought, well, maybe there's my career as a major leaguer is over. But maybe as a 10-year-old, right. Maybe I missed my calling. Maybe I really was good, but the glove was the fault.
Must have been. Rick Schlesinger, our guest, a big weekend at American Family Field.
Happy
Thanks, Rick.
Easter, Rick.
Thanks. Thank you. You too.